What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A scooch, dude, bubba, biggity, boosh! Whee!
Okay, look, I don't know if I'm in a special place, but that might have been one of my all-time favorites, Mike.
For those of you at home, he threw two hands up on the Wii.
And the Wii, I don't know how far the, when we record, you know, we have our incredible intro with just three dazzling, handsome gentlemen going on. But if you go back and you check the tape, there is definitely, you can see my face actively know that I'm going to add in the Wii. Oh, I'm getting an 8 and a 7. I will take that. That was quality.
We need to start grading these.
I need some numbers over here. But the Wii, I mean, it's as far as a late term addition,
a finisher.
Finding your finishing move right before you start.
That's what that was.
That was the Wii.
So that was potentially. I'm not saying it was. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
But potentially that was the best scat we've ever had.
Okay.
And next week. Next week, we could go the complete other direction.
Or we can go to the moon.
I mean, it's up to Al Borland.
It is Al Scat next week.
Also, have you guys ever had a notepad file or a text edit file in front of you that you wrote out, Scooch Dooch, Baba Biggity Boosh?
Wait a minute. You prepped this scat?
Oh, I prepped that.
You want to change your rating of that scat?
Of course. You go from an 8 to a 6. I mean,
But you didn't write down we.
I did not.
Okay.
Okay, 7.
Welcome into the show.
We're back, baby.
We got to get this going. Would you rather?
Jason, that's why yours suck so much, because you don't.
I should prep.
Take 5 seconds to write something down.
Would you rather the Situation Room, and we are drafting things to blow up. With a stick of dynamite. Something we've all not thought about before.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm usually using a different method, but dynamite will work for the objects I want to blow up.
Mm-hmm. What is nice about this draft is that my son is sitting in studio watching this recording, and this is a draft that he can connect with as a 10-year-old young man. Sometimes we draft sitcom characters, and that draft doesn't quite resonate. But we like to keep most things at a 10-year-old level.
He wasn't in on Kramer?
I don't think so.
Everyone loves blowing things up. Yes. That's like a universal truth. I mean, that's why like Angry Birds was so popular.
Don't.
It's just, can I just break things?
Yeah, it's the same thing with like fire. People want to set things on fire to see what happens.
Mm. Things to set on fire, making a note.
At Spitballers Pod, you can follow us on Twitter. Appreciate everybody reviewing the show. Let's do some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
You didn't like your transition there?
Transition was fine. My voice is what I have. I have a problem with the fact that I have no volume. Kyle from Patreon. Would you rather have to use a composting toilet or a hang-up shower bag for the rest of your life? Al, would you like to define these
for us?
Thank
you, Andy. I am.
Look, I know what they are. I just want to make sure that people at home know what a composting toilet
is.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
The hang-up shower bag is basically a bag of water that you just open a valve on and it trickles water over you. A lot of people use them camping and stuff.
Okay.
And the composting toilet.
That's a toilet that composts.
That's just an outhouse, right?
Is that like, do they have those on like in a van? Like if you had a van toilet? Would it be a composting?
No. This is literally like everything just breaks down. It's just a hole in the ground, essentially.
No,
so, right?
But I mean, the toilet has to like collect it and then like put it in its own container with some bacteria.
A composting toilet is a type of dry toilet that treats human waste by a biological process called composting. It leads to the decomposition of the waste.
Right. Now, is this inside?
It can be
or
inside.
Is this outside?
A composting toilet, it goes into like a tank that you then, I believe, dump elsewhere.
You would not use that inside?
Well, when I say inside, I mean it could be inside of a van or a motorhome. People live in their vans and they have composting toilets.
Oh, I'm looking at it. I mean, this is an inside.
Really?
This is an inside toilet. Yeah. You're basically pooping in a bucket. And then you're emptying a bucket.
But then it goes into a place where it stops the odor from coming out, and yet your poop is still there.
We my family and I recently, you know, like a month or whatever, a couple months ago, we did a hiking trip up to Sedona. And before you hit the trail, there was a bathroom. And this was a toilet that I have never experienced. I think we recently talked about like a bear inside of a, there could have been a full family of bears.
In the toilet?
This big toilet.
This old, like the toilet was regular size, but you could see down and it's just a gigantic pit and everybody's stuff is in there.
It's basically like how all of what we are used to experiencing goes into the sewer.
Yes.
But instead of pipes taking it there, it's just you're over a manhole cover and it just goes right into the sewer.
The only reason I know anything about them is because I saw somebody that lived in a van give a tour. And they talked about you buy these toilets, you put them in the van, and then you can eventually like just dump the waste out.
Okay, hold on. We got to stop at this van thing.
Yeah.
We're talking like a regular sized travel van, right?
Yeah.
Not like an RV, really awesome, double
wide.
No,
the kind that you would sell ice cream out of.
Okay, so people install a toilet
into
this van. And look, I know when I have a good activation.
Sure.
I mean, that room is no longer usable for a while.
That's true.
So you're telling me that people in their living space.
Activation.
They just
when I fully activate,
activate and detonate.
Yeah,
they have a toilet.
I'm guessing they open the doors afterwards and let that air out a
little
bit.
But this is like having a toilet right in the middle of your living room.
Now, would this be like an extra fee you'd pay in an Uber ride, or is this a discount Uber if they've got?
Oh, that's a discount Uber.
Someone was in here recently.
Oh, is it extra because you can actually?
Right. I mean, I've got a bathroom in my Uber.
You have been caught in a few Ubers needing to.
Drop
a Duke.
I have. We took an Uber from, I believe it was from Philadelphia to New York for a live show.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
And I had to go for about way too many miles. It was like we're passing these exits, and I'm like, dude. I've been talking about this. I thought I
you
was going
made
to
the
pop.
Mistake.
So those indoor toilets, they have a fan that draws the air inside.
But that's not going to stop it.
No way.
It's not stopping this chemical warfare.
Well, let's get back to the question here. The hang-up shower bag.
The smell outside.
No, it does not.
Mike says no.
Wait, outside of the van?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Like a fan.
They have a fan that draws air in and through it, and then it vents outside.
Yeah, I mean, I guess learning more about a composting toilet doesn't necessarily mean it's the future I want in this world. But a hang-up shower bag, you're getting no water pressure, that's for sure. Your shower has to be quick.
It's not heated.
No.
You're not. I mean, maybe there's some solar thing that's going to make it not freezing, but this is not a warm, comfortable shower. You have however many gallons slowly dripping on you to shower. That's all you get every day.
Okay, but on the flip side, I mean, we haven't even gotten to the point. Number one, your whole house smells like poo-poo. Number two, you have to empty this toilet.
Mm-mm. No way. I have twins. Chores are a burden.
Someone in your household has to empty the chamber pot, essentially.
But that chamber pot has been broken down by bacteria and
it still smells like poop.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It has to smell like poop it's poop. You think your poop don't stink? I mean, this is a universal poop stinks.
Mine smells like hoo, 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 but.
I think I'm going to take the toilet.
Me too.
Because.
You guys are out of
control.
I want to see the science happen.
Let me argue it for you, Mike. When I am doing my duty.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed for me. My life is just as good as it was. In the sense that, like, you could even hook a bidet seat
up if you
want. It's
not stopping you from doing your duty. It's just.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's just the after that is the problem. And the after is my children's problem on their weekly chores, emptying the chamber pot.
Weekly?
Daily chores. I guess we should probably.
I think it's probably weekly. When it's composting, it's certainly not
every day. Yeah, it's got to break down.
It's probably monthly.
Ooh.
I mean, like,
depending on how much you eat.
I do not believe that this room does not smell.
You're going into the room. Your spouse just wrecked it.
But
my activations
are not changed. Whereas my showers.
You'd probably grow a garden with this.
Oh, absolutely. Some great fertilizer.
Yeah.
Mommy made this. Mommy made these grow.
For your van garden.
Yeah, I'm gonna compost right. my poo.
Mike, would you like to make a final selection before
I move
on?
I'm taking the shower because my whole house is not going to smell like turds.
No, just your body?
I can wash.
You run out of water?
I can wash very fast.
Clint from the website, would you rather have your car horn wired to your brake pedal or have to cut the front of every line you ever get in and yell, "I was here first"?
Oh, these are awful.
So if you use a brake, which, I mean, when you think about it, you use a brake when you're coming up on the car right in front of you.
Yeah, you're honking at everyone that you're stopping by.
Yeah, and let me just tell you, if it's wired and you're stopped at a red light, that is a solid horn the whole light. Oh, my gosh, that would be horrific. But then... I don't know that that'll cause a fight like cutting in lines, man. I have accidentally walked in a line. I have been apologetic. Like, oh, I didn't realize the line went around the corner. I'm so sorry. And almost gotten in a fight because dude thought I'm trying to, you know, go to the bathroom first, which to be fair, if someone has to cut you in line in a restroom line, let them.
Right. But that's just people standing. That's not factoring in road rage.
You're saying cut in line in cars?
Yeah. I'm saying that anything inside of a car is magnified.
Amplifies your anger because you're like more anonymous or something?
Being in a car is like the old school version of the internet. As in, like people, when they jump on the internet, you know, you're a keyboard warrior. You're just, I'll pick a fight. I'll say whatever I want because my avatar is an egg and no one knows who I actually am. We people used to feel like that inside of a car. You're like, oh, I've got windows. I'm in this metal beast. People don't know who I am.
Look,
I can speed away.
I can be a jerk.
A car is a powerful weapon. It really is. Like, I was told that by my driving instructor. Like, you are in a weapon here. And so,
it is a projectile.
The confidence
you learn
that
to drive
get,
in a military submarine, though.
Right, driving a weapon... That's a confidence boost that can make you angry on the road.
Yeah, I mean, the cutting one is... Have you ever been accused of cutting when you absolutely were not? I mean, is that your situation?
Yeah. I was cutting, but I wasn't trying to. The line wrapped around...
I wasn't even cutting. I went on vacation with my wife. There was a super long line to get on a gondola. We walk up to the front to see ticket prices, and we had people run at us making sure we knew that the line started way back there.
Where are you getting on a gondola?
We were in the mountains.
Okay.
Okay.
One of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the boat version?
Not
the boat gondola.
Why is there a
boat? I don't know why they both count.
What is the other version? What's a gondola that's not a boat?
A ski gondola.
An enclosed ski lift
is called a gondola?
Not a ski lift. A ski gondola.
What is a ski gondola?
An enclosed area.
Search for gondola.
If you can stand in it, it's a gondola. But you can't stand in a gondola boat because you're going to fall in the water.
I had these moments... Yeah, if you search for gondola, you will get 50% boats, 50% enclosed ski lift.
I had no idea that the ski lift is a gondola. I have only heard of gondola rides where, you know, you're
someone's got a big pole and they're pushing.
Yeah, and
the
they're
boat.
Usually singing and it's romantic.
By the judgment of this line, these are very popular as well. But the idea of offending another person, that's a foregone conclusion. You're offending a person here no matter what. So it's just a matter of, like you said, is it the weapon you would fear more?
Okay, let me give you a couple situations. You are... Now, does this say you have to cut in line or you have to go to the front?
You have to cut to the front of every line
and
yell, I was here first.
Okay, we're in Disneyland. Okay, these are long 30-minute lines. Now, I have had this thought before, genuinely. I'm just trying to walk up and do it. Excuse me.
I'm meeting my family.
People do this all the time, and I never think anything negative about it. Someone just walks up through this line. They're like, "Oh, excuse me, I got to get past." And I'm just like, "That's fine." I know that they know where they're going. They're confident. They're probably meeting up with someone. If you just do this at Disneyland and your whole family like, oh, excuse us, and you just walk up to the front, but then you got to say, I was here first. Get on the ride. That's the kicker. I was here first.
That's the kicker. But now I'm just imagining, like, you're in a line and you're passing people. Oh, excuse me, I got to get to the front. Like, yeah, we all do. Like, I'm not telling a lie.
If somebody came to me at the front,
to the front,
if I was in Disneyland and somebody said I was here first, I'd probably believe him.
Yeah.
I'd probably be like, oh, this guy was here first.
Well, here's the funniest part.
Gaslighting.
It's super easy the first half of that line, right? Nobody knows where the front is. You're going. But once you get down to 10 people left, 5 people left, 2 people left, and the last person, they're next in line. You're like, oh, excuse me. I was here first.
What if you really did this and your line is just, excuse me. I got to get on this ride.
Dude, we're saying the same thing of like, how funny would that be? Like, you aren't lying to anyone.
No, there's no lying. It's just I got to get on this ride.
I'm so sorry.
It would work though. Everyone would get out of your way. Dude, if you go to Disneyland and you employ this tactic,
let us know.
You will have so much fun. You'll ride all the rides as many times as you want.
Excuse me, I really need to get on this ride.
And then if the staff member says something to you, you just go, oh, no, I just got to get on real quick.
There is no advantage. Okay, here's the thing between these two options. While both put you in this super uncomfortable, awful human situation, one of them has an advantage.
Oh, one of them, you're at the front of
every line. I'm at the front of every line. I'm taking that for sure. I mean, I'm going to feel terrible both ways, but at the end of the day, I'm checking out my groceries quicker. I mean, Nick, I'm at Costco, all these people with their giant carts. My cart.
If you wear a polo and a lanyard with like an empty name tag, that might secure it even easier.
Just ramming people with your giant cart full of stuff, like just trying to squeeze it. Excuse me.
I might get arrested.
I was here first.
You might get arrested on like voting day. You're not allowed to cut this line. But
you're making me think about the grocery one, because have you ever like tried to buy like a pack of gum and then the person with like a bigger cart just goes, oh, do you want to go ahead of me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to have hidden camera that where you say, oh, thank you so much. And then the spouse comes out with a full cart.
Come on, kids.
Three carts. Three carts, everyone. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
All right, you're right.
I really needed to get to the front.
I'm taking the line one. It has a built-in advantage. Eating hamburgers in the end zone from Patreon. Which would you rather do with no water? Brush your teeth with toothpaste.
Ooh.
Or swallow 3 Advil.
Oh, man. Okay, so I certainly use water to brush my teeth for sure. However, it's been established, it's been years since we've talked about this, but I was told by a dentist that you're not supposed to pre-wet the brush or pre-water on the toothpaste, so you're supposed to go in dry.
Dr. Quackadoo.
Yes.
Gave you that advice.
And then
MD.
Afterwards.
I apologize. Yeah. I apologize.
Afterwards.
Put some respect on Dr. Quackadoo's name.
You, afterwards I wash my mouth out with water.
Which
and all
you're
that.
Not supposed to do.
You're not supposed to wash your
mouth
out with water?
Look, you jump on those. Instagram dentists are all the rage. This is all the rage.
What are you supposed to do?
You're
just
not making
spit?
This up?
I'm not making this up. Instagram dentists.
Dr. Quackadoo's everywhere.
Dr. Q is all up on my IG camera. Apparently, I've been tagged for mouth advice on my...
That doesn't surprise me.
it doesn't surprise me either, really, to be fair. But yeah, they're saying you're supposed to brush your teeth, and then when you're done, just spit the toothpaste out, but you're not supposed to rinse.
Oh,
you're supposed to leave the toothpaste on your teeth.
So wrong.
It sounds disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. When I go to the dentist and they brush my teeth for me at a cleaning, then they hand me a cup to rinse my mouth out.
Yeah, but that's just a midday brush.
Oh, yeah.
That's the difference?
Yeah.
Whatever. No. I will say this. I've become pretty proficient in swallowing pills without water.
Oh, yeah. I've done it.
So I have no problem with that.
Can't do it.
Not necessarily one of those big horse pills.
Well, and not 3 at a time, but if you give me 3 Advil and you give me a couple minutes, I can handle it.
I'll figure it out, but I'll have a bunch of that coating on the inside of my mouth.
It's gonna depend on what kind of pill it is, because you know
it's Advil.
Yeah, but Advil comes in. Are these liquid gels? Are these those candy coated?
It's candy coated.
It's a candy coated.
I don't think I can swallow them without water. I really don't. I have.
It'd be fun to watch you try.
Yeah. I'll bet that would be fun for everyone else. I cannot. when I watch you,
go
you
like
guys
a seal.
Did you guys ever used to watch Dr. House?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was addicted to painkillers, and every 5 minutes he would just pop open this pill jar.
Oh, yeah. He'd take the pill without
yeah,
water.
Swallow a bunch of them, and he would just swallow them. And I watched this thing.
They raw dog these. They throw these Tylenols and they chew them up.
And I'm like, that's,
what are they doing?
That's not a thing. People don't just take pills without water,
especially chewing them up. Have you ever put a Tylenol on your tongue?
So here's a true story from me. Those candy-coated, and I say candy-coated because trust me, they are. The candy-coated Advil. I once, when I was a young, I don't know if I was a teenager yet, I might have been a tween, I had to take some Advil. I had a headache. And I put these in my mouth. Oh, they're delicious. What is this, cherry? And so I suck on them.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just thinking, what's the harm? I need to swallow them. I need to ingest them. They're delicious. So I'm just kind of holding them in my mouth. When that candy shell is gone, whatever poison is inside of those pills,
it's battery acid.
It is the worst, most foul thing to ever touch your tongue ever. I challenge everyone.
This is what
suck
I was saying.
Suck on a candy-coated Advil and experience it.
Adults out there.
Adults only, and it is horrific.
I am proud to say I've never done that.
Now, when I take them, I am, to this day, literally, that's the
afraid
kind we have in this office. And last week, I had a headache, I grabbed a couple Advil, and when I put them in my mouth, I'm like, the timer is running. To this day, I have to swallow those as quick as possible, or I am terrified. It's the worst thing I've ever tasted.
I'm glad you brought it up, because I was going to ask, does Sudafed, I haven't had a Sudafed in, a lifetime.
I've never had Sudafed.
No. It's been forever, essentially what I'm saying, but does Sudafed still taste really good?
Those are the teeny little red pills.
Yeah, but they covered those things in sugar.
Kids.
Well, yeah, we're talking to grown-ups right now. Unless it's Tri-Minute, because that stuff was delicious.
They got you, Mike. They got you.
I mean, literally just yesterday, our family's getting over some colds, if you can't tell from my voice.
What?
Just yesterday, I told my wife, I'm like, you want one of these vitamin C gummies? And she basically had the equivalent of like, yeah, I don't think they work at all, but they're so delicious.
Yeah, of course I want one.
It was right in front of my daughter, and she's like, can I have some? We're like, sorry, honey. No. Look, sick.
Use medicine responsibly. But especially the delicious ones.
That being said, I'm brushing my teeth without water because I've had, went back to the question. I've had, a dentist tell me not to do it beforehand. Mike has been told not to do it afterwards. So I'm just going to do the right thing. And it's going to feel bad, but sometimes the right thing doesn't feel like the best, so I'm going
to
do that.
Jason, I want you to brush your teeth, no pre-soak, and then no rinse. Okay. And I think we should all try this out and see how we
try
feel.
Try it once.
Not allowed to rinse out the brush.
Well, no, that one is going to be necessary for the next day.
All right. I'm going to go with the I'm going to keep the water involved with my teeth brushing.
Oh, yeah. I can handle the delicious Advil.
Yeah.
Chew them up, Mike. See how they are.
All right. It's time for the Situation Room.
The Situation Room.
Jerome from Patreon writes in.
Thank you.
After authorities realize he wasn't really talking on the phone, Andy has been arrested for public urination behind a dumpster. Okay.
I hear your kid laughing in the background. I love it.
Mike has been hired as the prosecutor and is trying to put him away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fighting the good fight for the public urinators out there. Jason has been hired as the defense attorney and is trying to get Andy to walk free. Make your cases go.
Okay.
So I believe the prosecution has to open in this situation.
I do?
Mike, you have the floor.
Yeah, I mean, defense goes last, right?
Yeah.
Is that how court works?
That is accurate.
Is that how Judge Judy does it?
I see the judge shaking his head.
Okay. So stalling here. Obviously, I didn't commit a crime here.
No, of course
excuse
not.
Excuse me. The defendant should not be speaking in this court of law. And look, he was clearly whizzing willy-nilly behind the dumpster, and we have rules about this that we need to protect the youth of America from seeing such a stream.
Objection, Your Honor, using the phrase willy-nilly, I think, is
that
leading
to the... tampering?
Yes, tampering. Judge, can I get a ruling?
He nods.
Okay, I think objection overruled. Or confirmed? What do they say?
Sustained.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge.
Look, we've...
Was that your whole case?
No, I mean, clearly I have such a monstrous backlog of legal things that I need to talk about. But I mean, like, when it comes down to it, do you want IP freely over here running around your neighborhoods terrorizing things up to no good? I rest my case.
Okay, Your Honor. Your Honor, it is time for common sense to prevail here. My client has an upstanding record in the community. He is very funny on one of the most popular comedy podcasts in existence. So keep in mind, celebrities don't get
objection.
In trouble.
Objection.
Okay, sustained, but you know he's a celebrity. furthermore, I would argue that no willy or nilly was seen in this event, and you cannot prove what was happened. There is no video evidence. Furthermore, cleaning the back of a dumpster with sterile water is not a crime, and my client should be free of all charges, including the fact that, think about it this way, one of our largest sponsors is IP Vanish. There is nothing here that you can prove. It is gone.
There's no evidence left.
That's right. So, Your Honor, I ask this case be dismissed.
Well done. Very impressive.
Do we have the gavel? I mean, we have the technology.
Look
here.
If the puddle was there, I do declare
I know. I was trying to come up with a rhyme as well.
I was hoping you'd go with anyone here who does not pee can throw the first stone.
I think we need a ruling.
Throw the first kidney stone?
To throw the first kidney stone.
Judge Giamatti is here and has a gavel.
Do we have it?
Oh, okay.
I rule in favor of the defendant.
Yeah, that was a pretty... That's pretty. And you know what? You'll be happy you did next time you have to go. All right, Matthew from Patreon.
Sir, I would like to cite the case of Andrew Holloway versus the public. For the reason I was able
to pee
on that building.
You should have presented the lack of a cell phone record during that pretend phone call. All right, here we go. Matthew from Patreon. Your local wizard. Mm-hmm. He's back. Grants you the power to summon one food or drink item on command. You can never change which item that is, and you must consume it in its entirety each time you summon it. What item do you choose?
Oh, baby.
I love the conditions here because it's great. You have to eat it immediately. So if you had said, like, okay, I want a filet mignon, that means you're not summoning it very often.
Right. No,
well, I mean, probably not.
No, I mean, you're not just going to be sitting on the couch being like, oh, man, I'm a little, I want a snack for this movie I'm watching. Filet mignon. If I got to eat that whole thing, that's gonna present problems to my bowels.
Yeah.
But there's a wide range.
John Wayne problem.
This is food or drink. I mean, there are.
Wait, it's not both?
One food or drink
item.
Oh,
I thought I was getting both.
No, so you could grab yourself, like, you could summon a Pepsi on demand. You just got to finish the can. You could summon yourself a...
You can summon water. I mean, think about that. You go on a nice hike, and you can have water, endless water, wherever you go.
Good work using your magical powers to summon water.
That's actually pretty valuable, Mike.
Yeah, super practical.
You could go rafting on the ocean with that.
That's true. If you're stranded, look, if in an emergency situation, you're going to be the most popular guy in town.
Here's a genuine question, because maybe this will answer it. And I don't know my answer. What singular food do you eat the most?
Burgers.
You think so?
1,000%. And I know that if I could summon one food.
But you don't have a burger a day.
No, I could.
Is there any food you have every day?
There is a reason there's a food I don't eat a burger every day is because the scale would let me know that I'm eating a burger every day. But if the rules are, if I summon it, I have to finish it. You give me that junior bacon cheeseburger. Yeah. No tomatoes. Junior bacon cheeseburger, no tomato. No problem. I will eat those all the time.
I might go with a bowl of cereal.
Really?
Well, here's why.
It's real dry.
I have it. Well, no, there's milk in it and stuff. It's a completed bowl of cereal.
I believe it was one food or drink item.
Wait, you were like, no tomatoes. Does that mean no nothing? It's just a burger and bread?
No,
you get your condiments. He gets his milk. Yeah.
So
milk is not a condiment.
It's a condiment for cereal.
a bowl of cereal.
I have to call the judge back in here.
If you're on death row and they're like, what's your final meal? And you go, I'd like a bowl of cereal. They don't bring you dry cereal in a bowl.
Yeah.
I think they do. And then they just laugh and point.
He's got dry cereal.
So the reason is I have it every day. There's a little prep involved. I don't got to buy milk. I don't got to buy cereal. I don't got to pour it in a bowl, burdensome.
But it's always together then.
Yeah, and then I'm happy.
What kind of cereal is it? You can't say all cereals.
No, I guess in that case, on demand, have to finish it right then.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go Cinnamon Toast Crunch. If I got to finish it right then, it's going to stay crispy.
I know we've done a lot of drafts and things like that. You've made a lot of bad picks. That was probably your worst one of all time. Because you eat cereal every single day. And now you're going to be sick of having that one same cereal. So you're just going to end up going to your pantry to get different cereals that stop you from using your magical power of summoning one cereal.
What do you eat enough for this to make sense?
You don't have to eat it enough. It has to be special and it has to be small enough
to be enjoyed
whenever you want. That's right. I'm going Hostess apple pie. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Whenever I want, just a nice little baked treat. Also,
if you
the green
had
box
that
Hostess
power.
Apple pie. Oh, man, if I had
if
that
you
power,
had that power,
there'd be a countdown on my life.
Could you restrain it in any way?
Yeah. I mean, I would only do it like 5 or 6 times in a row, and then I would be in massive pain, and it would be at least 5 or 6 hours till I do it again. But please hear what I am saying, which is...
That you love apple pies?
The Hostess apple pie, specifically Hostess brand, the apple flavor of the little prepackaged pies are something I really would enjoy being delivered here. So if anybody wants to send just an unfathomable amount of Hostess apple pies, I would accept them.
I like the handheld nature of that. Like, you could summon a taco.
Mm. Tacos are actually super messy. Super messy.
Burrito. Like,
there you go. Yeah. Wrap it up.
It's enclosed.
Fold
okay.
the butt.
Snickers right. bar.
Because I can eat my Hostess apple pie.
Who eats Snickers?
I can eat it on the couch. I can eat it while I'm driving. I can eat it, you know, anywhere.
I need your take on this, Jason.
Okay, go ahead.
Because this was recent news. And we all, I would say we all know, but if you didn't know, Major League Baseball, the game is so horrifically bad.
Right, I knew that. What are you saying?
And, like, the people don't want to attend. So the only way that they get people to attend is they invent these monstrosities of brand new food items.
Yeah, that's why I go.
Yes, thank you. And it's always trying to one up.
2-foot hot dog.
Yeah, bigger, better, crazier. And a Krispy Kreme donut cheeseburger. So instead of a bun, it's a donut, which, to be fair, delicious. But I need your take on this.
Okay.
Because Guy Fieri, the
blonde bombshell, got it.
The spiky haired one himself, he introduced for an MLB game, it's an apple pie hot dog. So imagine your Hostess apple pie,
which I will say in recent years, Jason's, like, my view of Jason's love of hot dogs.
Hot dogs are great.
Like, I think Jason really likes them.
I love hot dogs.
Ask me the last time I had a hot dog.
When did you last have a hot dog?
Yesterday. And that's only because I haven't been off work today. But... Yeah, no, I had one yesterday.
Apple pie hot dog.
We'll get to
ketchup, mustard, relish, onions are the go-to.
But brand of choice,
Hebrew National.
Okay,
I think I've upgraded to the.
All right,
back to
100% beef.
Yeah, it's kosher dogs.
Okay,
back to the question at hand: apple pie hot dog. You interested?
So I'm interested in seeing photos, which I'm pulling up now. Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, I mean they're. They look pretty good. At first, when you said it, I thought, well, that's disgusting. And then I thought, I like these things. and I saw pictures. No, I'm in. Yeah, absolutely.
There's people.
Is there ice cream on it?
No ice
cream. Can you get an Alamo?
I'm sure you can even bring your own.
Look, Guy Fieri is fine if you put ice cream on this.
There is mustard on his version, which...
Eat mustard?
That strikes me as a bridge too far if we're including the apple pie in this. But I'll try it.
Okay, and then final apple pie question, because I know people do this. Have you ever done the cheese on the apple pie?
Yes, I have. It
on
is,
apple pie?
Yeah, it's the stupid...
Oh, like cheese and apples? Like you would have that as an appetizer?
It's a really stupid thing that a lot of people do. Uh-huh. And so it's food, so I tried it. And it was like I love cheese and I love apple pie, and it was like I had this delicious piece of apple pie and then I ruined it.
Okay, so you're out on that?
Doesn't it seem like it matters what kind of cheese you get?
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
So I don't know if a slice of cheese is the right direction there. There's certain cheese, like brie cheese, goes with apples.
Yeah, but that's not the thing. The thing is like a slice of yellow.
Oh, that's the trend or something?
It's the
I don't know if it's cheddar or American, but yeah. Like basically the Kraft single. You throw a Kraft single on
this. Yeah, American cheese.
Yeah.
All right.
Fake. And delicious. All right. Josh from Patreon, you're given 3 hours of unrestricted access to every square inch of your local zoo.
Oh, yeah.
How are you spending the time? Mm. 3 hours in the zoo, no rules. You can do what you want. Like, is there a pen you're jumping into?
I want to be...
You got to be careful.
Yeah. Really? What? He just told us we have to be careful choosing any pen at the zoo. I mean, yeah, there's some reason there's cages. Oh, I'm going to go into Grizzlies, give them a big bear hug. I think they like that because they're called bear hugs.
I'm just looking out for
you. But thank you. Thank you. This is good advice. I shouldn't mock you. You're 100% right. But go on, Mike. Tell us why we should be careful choosing which pen to hop in at the zoo.
Well, if you jump in with a lion.
Right.
Write this down. If you jump in a pen with a lion, he'll probably go lion on you.
Okay, good to know. Thank you. Don't hop in.
Yes, thank you. Remember that for when you're given 3 hours of unrestricted access.
Like, being at the zoo is not a place where I'm like, boy, I really wish there was no, like, supervisors or oversight, because if they weren't, I've got things I'm ready to do. Like, there's no part of me that's like, man, the only thing holding me back.
You
between,
pull this glass down and I'm in there.
Yeah, like the only thing holding me back from riding that rhinoceros over there is Shirley from the zoo. Like, that's not an issue for me. I'm not sitting there going, I am actually more happy if I have restricted access at the zoo. Yes. I'd be like, can you restrict me a little bit more?
The only place I can think of off the top of my head. So we've all been to
the cafeteria at the zoo.
I have unrestricted access to the kitchen. Yes, sir. Oh, while that is a delicious idea and is certainly not
apple pie hot dogs.
Certainly not ruled out from this guy. At the what is ours? The Phoenix World Zoo? What do they call this?
Phoenix Zoo.
Phoenix Zoo. Okay.
The world in there.
Well, there's Phoenix Zoo, I think we have the World Wildlife
World Zoo.
Something
I think that's
like
what
that.
It is. Anyways, the Phoenix Zoo, there's like this little island where all these little monkeys.
With the monkeys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're small monkeys. These aren't orangutans.
They call
it
Monkey
rip,
Island.
That can, do they really?
No.
I'll bet they do, and you're wrong, because it's an island full of monkeys. Of course they call it Monkey Island.
I believe they're gibbons.
Then I'm giving them a chance to climb all over me, because
give me some gibbons.
Yeah. That's where I want to be. I want to be on the island with all the little monkeys. I've seen like people who've done like excursions where they have these little monkeys that can like climb all over them, and they're adorable and cute and fun.
They
and that
steal
would be
your stuff.
Of course they do. I've seen a boo. I know what a boo's
why
a boo.
Don't we, why have has anybody ridden a rhino?
Yes.
Certainly. That has to have happened.
But not a lot, right?
In the history of...
not a lot.
No, because you only ride one once.
Really?
Yeah, because then you get the horn.
I mean, if you're strapped on there tight, you can't go nowhere, right?
I don't know that there is... I'm just going to say
would they eventually relent and then you tame it?
I don't think there's a saddle.
Oh.
I don't think anyone has ever saddled a rhino.
I'm also guessing that eventually...
That'd be fun.
The rhino would figure out that if it lays down...
Oh, it'll squish you.
Yes.
Well, not. It would have to lay down and roll up. Do rhinos lay on their side?
It can.
If it wants to get a person off its back.
But can it? Can it get up from its side?
It can full roll.
Wait, so hold on, Jason. Do you think that a rhinoceros, as soon as it's born and gets on its legs, it spends the rest of its life standing?
Well, it lays... it's a lot lighter when it's born. Yeah, I think.
Whatever. An adult rhino.
What do you think they do at night right now?
Don't certain animals sleep standing up?
Sometimes.
Like a horse?
No. No.
That's a lie. The horse is a lie.
What about the horses lay down?
What about the cows? Because you tip them over.
Cows sleep standing up. Exactly. What's the difference between a cow and a rhino? Nothing.
A big horn.
I think we learned on this show a long time ago the difference between a horse and a cow. Because you can't milk a horse, and I don't think you can milk a rhino.
Okay, no, you can't.
No, you can't.
All right. Well, no, are we ready to move on? I'm really excited about this draft.
All right.
The Spitballers Draft.
I got rhinoceroses in my head, which might mess me up for this draft, but we are drafting.
Oh, man.
Things to blow up with a stick of dynamite.
Don't blow up a rhino.
No, I won't. I won't, Mike. Don't worry about that.
Think of the kids.
They're endangered.
Yeah.
Hippos weren't endangered from that other episode.
They are dangerous.
Yeah. Well, not that one anymore. all right. Things to blow up with a stick of dynamite. Mike, you have the first pick. There are, I think, a few ways to think about this. There is just like scale, but pure entertainment factor. I personally haven't blown anything up with a stick of dynamite yet. I'm, 37
yes,
years old.
Of course.
I still have hopes and dreams.
There's still time.
I know you have to go to school for that, right?
Yeah. Dino school?
Dino school?
No, that's for the source.
Oh, that's for the
that's
source.
For
yeah,
the
source.
Shoot. But, Mike, you have the first pick. What would you like to blow up with a stick of dynamite? You get the first pick.
I get my pick of the litter.
You get your pick of the litter.
For the clear and obvious draft of things you want to blow up with dynamite. Okay, if you've been a listener of this show for any amount of time, you realize that we are not three adults nearing 40. We are, in fact, three adolescent children.
Mm.
And how
setting the table for this pick?
And how am I going to enact on that? I'm blowing up a septic tank.
Oh, that's so good and so gross.
Look, I'm clearly behind a wall, but I'm blowing up a septic tank, and we're letting the poo fly.
Oh my goodness, that was not on my list, and yet
that's a 101 word.
I mean, that makes perfect sense.
You are raining down
yes
a massacre on whatever. Yeah,
you better have more than a wall.
It's chocolate rain.
Okay,
gross.
You're blowing up a septic tank.
Oh, brother. Okay,
follow that right. One Jason, so well, stick look, a dynamite in the septic tank.
By the way, the rest of my picks not nearly as good.
Well, I'm glad you had the first pick
to do that. Could you flush the stick of dynamite?
Is that the pathway? How long would it take to travel?
Oh, not very long.
I know that some wicks can stay lit underwater, but I would imagine pools of water would put out
whatever.
A wick. But whatever.
I'm not worried about
that's not water.
Put it in a baggie. All right. I am up. I'm blowing up something that will it'll be a lot cleaner. Mm. Just because literally
everything
would be a lot cleaner. But it should be more of a show. It should be a real big fun time, and I'm going to put my stick of dynamite in a fireworks factory.
Oh,
I'm going to blow up things that blow up and just cause a chain reaction of,
it just goes kaboom. There's really no show.
Well, they're going to be things shooting up.
He's just trying to make
out.
That stick of dynamite do more damage.
That's right.
You're thinking of the Naked Gun.
Nothing to see here,
but it's just a fireworks show behind it.
That's right. I'm gonna cause anarchy with a fireworks dynamite explosion.
Okay, so I am on the clock. I have a couple of interesting picks. My first pick might be messier than Mike's.
Oh
no.
Oh my.
And look, there's a proof of concept out there. And
I thought this one was coming back to me.
It happened in 1970 on the coast of Oregon.
Darn it. Yeah, I should have gotten this one first.
It's famous.
The molasses factory?
No, 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 Mike. Unfortunately, a very large sea creature washed up on the shore.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And the solution that this crack squad of Oregonians.
What should we do to this whale?
They blew up the whale with a stick of dynamite to get rid. Because what do you do?
It's ingenious. I mean,
it's too big.
How are you going to move it? What are you going to do with this rotting dead whale?
And I don't want to blow up another, you know, poor innocent creature like our things to throw off a building draft.
Right.
Although I stand by it. That hippo had it coming.
Oh, it's a murderer.
But I'm going to go with a whale as my first pick because. That is a massive amount of flesh.
So their solution was, we don't want to have this one giant isolated piece of rotting carcass.
We would
rather have an innumerous amount of whale blubber and rotting carcass spread out over our entire beach.
That is right. That is right. But at least they could move that. At least they could move that.
Imagine being in on that meeting.
Hey, guys. Listen to this. I got an idea. What if we blow it up?
Got some ideas. Should we get a giant piece of machinery? You know, maybe pick it up and move it?
Nah. Listen.
Eli had an idea.
My son Eli was like, why don't you just blow it up?
Sounds good. So there's bear. Or bear. There's
all
whale.
All in favor? The eyes have it.
The eyes have it. And that whale, a piece of that whale went home with everybody in that entire town that day.
That's true.
All right. Second pick.
It was a whaley good idea.
Yeah, that was a great one. Look, this one was a last second thought, but it has the effect of a bit of a like a party trick or almost something like, look, you know how you go to a kid's birthday party and they hit the pinata?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we dynamite up a vending machine?
Oh.
And distribute some delicious treats.
I think most of the treats would not be
edible.
I
said distribute some delicious treats.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to watch the explosion and then maybe.
Maybe find a piece of candy not melted
not
into the
burnt.
Wrapper.
Yeah. Maybe a Kit Kat drops into my hand.
You just catch it out of
the
air.
Yeah. I mean, you said chocolate rain. This is chocolate rain. All right, so those are my two picks. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, man, I was sure to take my dead whale.
You were going to the whale?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is a shame. I am going with something. Like, obviously, Mike, you caused anarchy. I wanted a show. But there's another reason to use dynamite.
Okay.
It's hatred. It's pure.
Yeah.
Unadulterated.
It can be a weapon of destruction.
Hatred to destroy something that shouldn't exist, and I will draft a Prius.
Are we going back to this?
I'm going to the Prius, and I am blowing up a Prius.
Now there's no one in it.
No. Goodness,
just
no.
Just the driver.
It's just the driver. No one. No real humans are in this. Just a Prius driver. No, just the Prius. Because the joy.
Have
I
you
would
ever
get,
driven a Prius?
No, because then I would be the worst.
We need to get you behind the, maybe it's a great car.
Listen to me. Listen. Mike.
I've never
if
driven one.
I get behind
very
the wheel
fuel efficient.
Of a Prius. When I am on the road, I will be an idiot because the car will take over. It is not me. It is the vehicle.
Are you sure, sir? You don't want to go 10 miles below the speed limit.
I will go 10 miles below the speed limit, but then I will get into the turn lane a little later than I should have.
Change lanes now.
I'll
change
certainly
lanes now.
Run that red light. I'll do everything wrong. Because I'm in a Prius, and I will blow up that Prius right when I get out
of
it.
Well, you are a vindictive one, so that makes sense.
There you go.
Mike, you've got a couple of picks.
All right. One of my excellent picks now would feel more like a duplicate of Jason, so that's upsetting.
Good.
Because I was very excited for that pick. Let's go. We're going to go just a good old-fashioned look when it's All Hallows' Eve. Some pranks are abound, and I think this is not an uncommon thing. I've never experienced it, but let's get messy again. We're gonna blow up a pumpkin.
Oh boy!
I mean, it's small. Well, not to be decent size, but simple, elegant, fun.
Now, people blow pumpkins up, but they don't use dynamite.
Yeah, this is gonna
not usually.
So this thing's going to get eviscerated.
Yeah, you're going to want the high-speed camera because that thing will be gone in a millisecond.
There will be pumpkin a mile away.
Okay, maybe I catch some pumpkin seeds. If Andy's catching candy, I'm catching pumpkin seeds for me to bake later.
You're catching them right in the... They're going to go through you like bullets.
just catching them right in the abdomen.
Yeah.
That will smell. I mean, pumpkins smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pumpkins, it was on the list.
They're really unpleasant.
Yeah, other than the whole... The pies are great.
But that's
it's because it has very little to do with the pumpkin.
It's nothing to do with pumpkin. It's pumpkin spice, which is not pumpkin.
Okay.
All right, that's one of the picks. The other one, I don't know how this would go. That's why I want to blow it up with a stick of dynamite. And let's just see what happens.
That's part of this. Curiosity.
I'm going with an aquarium.
Darn
it. It was on my list.
Seriously?
Well,
yes.
You get glass, water.
Yes.
Poor little fishies. Mm. Well, I mean... Well, they're sleeping with the fishies at that point.
For science.
An aquarium was...
Sorry, shouldn't have been there.
Now, are you talking like if you had, let's say, 3 hours of unsupervised time at a zoo? Are you talking a big boy aquarium at the zoo?
Well, bigger is better, right?
I think it would be. This feels like an action movie scene, right? Like the aquarium explodes and then the hero runs and bursts through it.
So I had a... My next pick was probably going to be a pool. Because the idea of just
a pool,
that's a great. If you that would have
like,
been a great pick.
If you could have put like a Ziploc bag dynamite right in the middle of the pool and just see what happens.
How
to
much
all water's
the water. Left?
This is for science. I don't know. Huh. Does it all go away?
It can't all go away.
No, probably not.
Maybe a quarter of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess a third. But I mean, who knows?
A third,
right? Very different.
Let's discuss.
But I feel like I can't draft that now because of your aquarium.
Oh.
And that's a shame because I don't have a very large list here. What I do have is going to kind of be between Mike's septic tank and my fireworks factory.
Okay.
If you're going to do dynamite, if you're going to blow something up, let's go for it, guys. Let's really see what this thing can do. I'm getting a 1,000-gallon propane tank, and we're going kaboom!
Okay.
Wow, that would be a problem.
That would be a real problem. Hope I'm not near a forest.
Now, Al.
Because
I'll cause a forest fire. Al, have you any knowledge here? Like, if you put a stick of dynamite right next to a propane tank, is that going to blow it up? Like, how strong is that propane tank?
I don't know.
Not stronger.
I would
dynamite.
Imagine it would blow it up.
All right. You are causing some serious havoc to this town.
Yeah, I mean, I just watched. Who gave Jason the dynamite?
And he wanted the whale. So you were going to blow up a fireworks factory.
I had a pool in there. That would have been just normal and nice. Nice.
Nice, yes.
I blew up your pool.
All right, my next pick. I have my final two picks here. I am returning to the pool because my pool wasn't filled with water when I did this.
Okay.
I'm blowing up a pool full of Jell-O.
Okay.
I think that would be very interesting.
I'm curious. I'm curious what happens.
Okay, so a pool full of
Jell-O. Yeah, I mean, it's full of Jell-O. Not jelly.
Jell-O.
Yeah, how dare you?
Jell-O.
How dare you?
Part of me in the cartoon world thinks like
it would contain the explosion.
It would just go boom, and then
return to
and then return
size?
To shape. Yeah, that's the hope.
And
right?
Again, at the end of this, I might be eating a delicious snack from across the yard.
And then just a little.
And then the last one again. It almost feels like a cartoon pick, but an anthill.
Oh yeah! Oh get ants! Get out of my get out of my life!
I mean,
get out of my life!
Murdering ants!
There's
over
different
here.
Ways to take care of ants, and this is one of them. Oh, a stick of dynamite.
Ants are the worst.
Do you want me to take care of this ant problem you have? I could put some pellets down there. No, I got it. I got it. Put this down there.
Did you remember seeing that? There's a viral video of a guy who's getting rid of a. I guess that was like a groundhog or something.
Yeah, it was like a
something that had dug some. Tunnels in his yard like a mole
and then he like blows up his entire yard and almost blows up
his
dogs
whole, and himself
buffoon.
All right, so that's my final pick, an ant hill.
Okay,
I figure I'll get the queen ant with that stick of the dynamite.
Is there a queen ant?
Yeah. Is it like bees? There's always a queen.
There's definitely a queen. Because the whole point of the bait is they bring the bait to the queen.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
what do you think the bait's doing? That they're all eating it, each one?
Yeah, well, the worker ants go grab it and they bring it back to the, and it's the food.
No, they bring it back to the,
they're
to
like,
the queen.
They're like, Steve, jackpot, check out what I found. This jelly.
This doesn't taste so good.
No, it tastes delicious for ants.
There you go. It's okay. The queen is the mother of all the ants.
Well, that makes sense. All right. I am really, really low on my list here, so I'm going to go and solve a personal problem. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to – this one's not cool. This one's not like, oh, man, this is going to cause poop to rain down.
This is like some kind of like a lipo thing?
No. That would cause death. Not that personal, more property personal.
Oh, my bad.
But where these other two buffoons live is on the street. We basically all somehow magically live on the same street.
Yes.
But I'm in a totally different neighborhood. The back of my fence goes up to the other side of the neighborhood that you guys are in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to blow that fence up, sucker.
Oh, you're trying to get us a path?
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about tunneling. We've talked about a bridge. Let's just blow up that. I'm tearing
the
down
neighbor's
walls,
house.
Man.
You just blew the neighbor's
Mr.
house.
Mr. Gorbachev blowed up that wall.
It's the only way to overcome the obstacles here.
Yeah, my backyard wall. It's gone. Right. My yard just got bigger.
You're just blowing up a wall.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the front yard of two other houses, but I don't care. It's a hole now.
All right, Mike, you are back on the clock.
I mean, that
finish
was
finish this draft.
That
out.
Was very.
That was niche.
That was fiery and full of passion.
Now we're neighbors,
and we were already neighbors.
I had to go around the block. I didn't like that.
All right,
it's inconvenient.
Yeah,
I mean my final pick. I'm not. Like, I have the concept in my head, and I don't know exactly which what I would be building, but I want to build like a giant Lego statue.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And blow it up and just see what happens. Can you actually destroy a Lego?
Yep.
Can you?
Can you?
Yeah, with dynamite.
You think dynamite? I don't know that dynamite will do it.
I think you're just going to break the Lego set.
Yeah.
I have a feeling there'll be some damage to the Legos.
I'm not sure.
Charred? There's a little black on one of them?
Yeah. You just rub off the soot and it's good to go. I mean, okay. Legos they're very hardy.
They're going to get melted.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Here were some other picks that I had watermelon, but I wasn't
Watermelon was on mine too.
I wasn't going to take it with the pumpkin.
Yep.
Your enemy.
Ooh, okay.
Right. Which there was something mentally funny to me.
About murder?
No.
It was just so fun. I was like, oh, you could murder someone.
No, there's the idea of like, you know how people mail bombs and stuff? But instead, in this situation, they open the box and they're.
And it's
a stick
like
of dynamite.
Wile E. Yes. Coyote opens his mailbox.
But another one I had was a fragrance store.
Oh, Ulta was on my list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because there's a lot of chemicals. I want to see what would happen.
Okay.
But yeah, aquarium was on the list.
I had a printer. Because.
I thought about it.
I mean, it's like the one piece of technology that they can't just get to work right. Just make printers work.
And your firework factory, and then you took it to a whole nother level, propane tank, but my elegant solution was simply more dynamite.
Oh yes. Now, a dynamite shop.
It was just gonna be my what would I like to blow up with a stick of dynamite? More dynamite, please.
Al, is there anything? I had a bus. I thought a bus would be funny to blow up too. Not with people.
Of course. Just the Prius driver.
Just Prius drivers. Al, did you have anything else that we omitted? I know that, you know.
No, this was a tough one. I was brainstorming before, but no, you got most of it.
How do we do?
What about a nuclear reactor?
Better than I did.
All right.
All right. One more thing.
What did we learn today?
I mean, I learned that you should not hop in the lion's den.
Oh, yeah. You're at a zoo. You are welcome.
Thank you.
I learned... You can get to the front of a line by simply saying, I need to get to the front.
I learned that it takes like 2 to 3 months before you have to really empty one of those toilets.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So,
stanky.
Maybe we should all switch our toilets out in our house. Compost.
The sewer works just fine for me.
That'll do it for the Spitballers. Next week, the most epic scat of all time. Do not miss it.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.